Good morning, York University. How's everybody doing this fine, chilly October morning? Begin chapel today. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Sing aloud to God, let the people shout before his throne. Hallelujah, sing aloud to God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth,
from the ends of the earth,
from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise his name. From the ends of the earth,
from the ends of the earth,
from the depths of the sea,
let
all creation praise his name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. As the deep thirsts for the water, Lord, so my soul longs after you.
Longs after you.
My soul thirsts for the living God. My soul longs after you,
longs after you,
and I pour out my soul deep within me, deep within me. I pour out my soul, draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. As the deep thirsts
for the water, Lord,
so my soul longs after you,
longs after you.
My soul thirsts for the my soul,
yes,
longs,
my soul
after you,
longs after you,
and I pour out my soul deep within me, deep within me. I pour out my soul, draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. And I pour out my soul deep within me, deep within me. I pour out my soul, draw me deeper, Lord. Deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in Please remain standing for our prayer and scripture to follow by Jackson Norton.
All right, if y'all would pray with me real quick. Father God, we thank you so much for everything that you do for us, God. We thank you so much for just providing this place to come and worship and hear a message. We thank you so much for everything that you do and will continue to do in our lives, God. We just ask that you will open our heart, open our ears to what you have to speak to us. We thank you for just everything and everyone that you've placed in our lives, God. We thank you so much for Jesus, and in his name we pray, amen. All right, so our scripture is Isaiah 41, verse 10, if you'll read it with me. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Okay, you may be seated.
I guarantee you, there is no one else on our campus quite like today's speaker. He is one of a kind if ever I have met one. He comes from a long line of York College legacy. His grandfather is even memorialized here on our campus. He comes all the way from Omaha, Nebraska, a junior business major with an emphasis in administration. Give it up for Mr. Landon Baum!
Good morning. I'm going to be honest, I didn't really know what I was going to talk about, but I really enjoyed listening to a lot of the talks from last year on my way home from work this summer, so I kind of just asked God, what should I talk about? And I finally settled on it, and it was, to begin with, that York is a home of mine. I met a lot of amazing people here. Those people helped me make a lot of amazing memories. And I realized why YU is such a special place. A lot of those people, sadly, are graduating in the spring, and I don't know what I'm going to do when they graduate, so I guess I'm just going to have to make more friends next year. There we go. Okay. I knew this place had something special. I didn't know what it was. We don't have multi-million dollar facilities or receive $100 million grants. But we don't need those things. We have God, and we have each other. From that comes a sense of community that made me love this place so much. I compare it to church camp because I feel it is a place where other Christians surround us, and hopefully the distractions of Satan lose some effectiveness on you when you're on campus. This year specifically, I found myself very involved in my social club, SIGTA, and I've never really been a part of something like that before, so it's a new feeling, but I love it. I help plan meetings and facilitate things, and when I see other people fellowshipping at them, it gives me a warm feeling on the inside. Through SIGTA and other activities, I've also grown relationships with a lot of new people over the last 2.5 years. Those people made me laugh, smile, and they made me want to get out of my dorm and hang out with them and be social. Those are the people I won't forget. All this made me step back and evaluate where I'm at in life. I'm almost 21. I have 3 semesters of school left. Fun fact, I didn't know I was a semester ahead until last Christmas, actually. And then after that, I'll be out in the real world. And yet, I feel like I'm just now understanding what college is about. All the memories, all the fun stuff, the relationships I built mixed with God have defined my experience here. And that is now, it's just now making sense. Even though I just figured it out, the last 2 years have still been great. And the point being, don't wait to make this place a home for yourself. I know that sitting in your dorm and not getting out of your comfort zone, it sounds great, but trust me, it'll leave you unfulfilled. And going out and participating in activities will leave you much more fulfilled. And I understand, while YU is amazing, it's not for everyone. And if you don't think it is for you, that's okay. I think it just means God has plans for you elsewhere, and you just gotta go where he wants you to go. Moving on, I do want to talk about the one home that really matters, our heavenly home. Matthew 6:19-21 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." If we focus on building up earthly possessions, we are wasting our time. We're trying to fill the voids in our lives with things that will not fill them. Spiritual values is how we fill the void. Hard thing is, sometimes we know we should look to God for the answer, but we look to our other vices like social media, alcohol, gaming, or whatever else to numb ourselves. And not doing that is something I struggle with. And thankfully, I know when I'm in heaven, I won't have to worry about that anymore. Personally, I like to imagine that heaven is like a summer camp. You do activities, you get some free time, you get to sing worship songs. I think we're all going to be in like a big arena or something, and it's going to be awesome. I know that when I'm there, I'm going to hug all my family, hug all my friends, give all my pets belly rubs, and talk to historical figures like MLK, because it's MLK. I'm also going to go to a lot of concerts, because heaven is going to have every musician you could want, and the collaborations are going to be amazing. Now, how do we make heaven crowded? We follow Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. If we can teach others, lead by example, then heaven will be crowded with believers. My parents were a big part of my faith journey. They took me to church every week and showed me what having a servant heart is like. Whether they volunteered to run trunk or treat or teach junior church, they showed me what kind of heart it takes to serve others and bring them closer to the kingdom of God. They showed me how to connect with people and welcome them into the church. They had their own ways of doing this. My mom would walk straight up to you and introduce herself. If my dad was with her, he would probably say something that she would kidney punch him for. After all these years, he probably needs a transplant. But no need to worry. He's well-liked, and he's a deacon. But seriously, don't wait. Find someone you trust, ask hard questions, and ask God to guide you. Hopefully, we'll all be in heaven one day, and DR can lead us in the York fight song. Thank you.